It's time now to get behind the headlines of this week's Hendersonville Lightning with editor and publisher Bill Moss. Lightning Thursday is brought to you by Fletcher Park Inn, independent Christian retirement community. Fletcher Park Inn, Henderson County's best-kept retirement secret.
Four and a half minutes after 8 in the morning, it is Lightning Thursday time. Bill Moss, editor and publisher of Hendersonville Lightning and HendersonvilleLightning.com, is back in the Lightning radio seat. Good morning, Bill. Great to have you back in Henderson County.
Good morning. Great to be back. It was always nice to travel and you, had a good time there. And
you did a little snow skiing this summer, huh?
We had the opportunity to do that, although you couldn't. Yeah, we were up at the top of the slope where there was still some snow.
Wow.
And we were hiking in Rocky Mountain National Park beside a road that had been snowplowed all winter long, I guess, and walking alongside about 10-foot snow that was still there that was plowed on the side of the road.
Wow. Wow.
So it was spectacular. Saw some moose, saw some lots of elk, saw some little marmots, lots of critters and varmints out there in Rocky Mountain National Park.
I guess you did. Well, it's again, I'm sure you say the same thing. It's always great to get away, but it's always great to get back to our mountains right here in Hendersonville.
Yeah, our mountains are much older, much rounder, but still nice to look at when you're back in them.
Absolutely. Hey, happy 4th of July, by the way. Happy Independence Day. We say to Q Nation out there and Lightning Nation as well. We hope you have a great day today. And it's going to start today, 11 o'clock. We've got our July the 4th Independence Day Parade from Hendersonville Merchants and Business Association.
Yes, we do indeed start out with that. And you can get out there about at 11 o'clock this morning. That's when the parade will roll, as it usually does, north to south, on our wonderful Main Street. And among the salutes and honorees will be retired Colonel William T. Bill Stanley.
That's
we have
right.
a write-up about this in Hendersonville Lightning, actually at this moment at HendersonvilleLightning.com. Parade Grand Marshal will be Colonel Stanley, a decorated Air Force colonel who flew 220 combat missions during the Vietnam War. Shot down on his 191st mission, he was rescued by the U.S. forces and made it home with just a few scratches. He is a Purple Heart, winner of the Purple Heart, Silver Star, Legion of Merit, Distinguished Flying Cross, Meritorious Service Medal, Air Medal, and numerous oak leaf clusters during the Air Force career. Also, interestingly, he also was an avid player and coach in several sports. He earned an Air Force Europe Sportsman of the Year award in 1964. He is a past winner of the Kiwanis Lay Leader of the Year. Great guy. If you ever had the honor and pleasure to hear Colonel Stanley tell that story of being shot down and rescued, it is amazing. It's a very dramatic story. He tells it very well. And so it's a good and fun thing that Colonel Stanley will be honored at the parade, which includes 28 entries with floats, and I don't see a marching band listed here, but floats and other entertaining entries.
Yeah, and Colonel Bill Stanley certainly very, very well deserved to be the Grand Marshal.
Absolutely.
And we want to remind folks out there that the parade lineup starts at 10 o'clock, so remember, traffic will be a little wonky for you right there the North Main Street area. So make sure you know if you're headed over that way, beginning around 10 o'clock, you're going to be you'll have some traffic issues.
You should say avoid probably 10 to maybe 1 or so. It's not quite the hoo-ha, the 2.5-3 hours of course, the Apple Festival parade. But, you know, they resurrected the 4th of July parade a few years ago. Credit and shout out to the Hendersonville Business and Merchants Association.
And Cheryl Gudger Thompson,
for doing that, and it's really a great talk about a celebration of small town America and small town Hendersonville. It's a fun thing to watch.
Yep, it is. It's small town America at its best. So again, the July the 4th parade today at 11 o'clock, and lineup starts at 10 o'clock. Then, of course, tonight there's a couple of big July the 4th celebrations. There's the one right in front of the courthouse. That'll be a lot of fun, and the other that's at the Travel and Tourism, the Visitor Center right there, where there'll be the band playing. And then, of course, the fireworks tonight beginning at 9:30. It's not one of those at dusk. They're starting it at 9:30 tonight.
With soundtrack available on
the Q.
A radio station?
That's right, 95.3 or 1600, or get your smart device and just say, play WTZQ, and you'll hear your patriotic music soundtrack. We want to say a big thanks to Mailbox and Pack for sponsoring that for totally commercial-free for us. All right, Bill, let's get to the Lightning. Let's get to the headlines that are on print, the print version of the Lightning, which is on the streets today. Fletcher's turning 30. Fletcher, you don't look a day over 29.
No, exactly right. And I just heard a sponsor tagline saying something about being Fletcher, what's it called, being a best-kept secret.
Best-kept secret,
well,
yeah.
Well, Fletcher's 30th birthday is a secret no longer. There hadn't been a big celebration, speaking of celebrations of it so far, but there's a great write-up by correspondent Matt Madison, typical of the Lightning. We kind of look over and take out in a lot of depth the story of Fletcher, how it got started and why, and who were some of the key events in the history of the town and the development of the town, which actually goes back as a settled community to around 1795 with the pioneer Samuel Murray and family from South Carolina. And then Dr. George Washington Fletcher was a famous leader and developer, physician, of course. He was a Confederate Army physician. He was an innkeeper and a big, big early developer of the town that now bears his name. Incorporated, of course, in 1989, when it had a population of 3,273, granted a charter. After the voters voted overwhelmingly in June of that year to incorporate, Robert Parrish, people will recall, was elected the first mayor and served all the way for the rest of his life until he died in office, followed by Bill Moore, who also served a long time. The town's only had in this 30 years three mayors. And then Rod Whiteside was elected just 2 years ago. You can get all of that from a handy Lightning timeline and the story from Matt Madison.
And it mentions here in the headline here, the town built on parks, subdivisions, strives to create a hometown feel. So in this story, what are some of the things they're doing to get this hometown feel?
That's exactly right. The story, a theme of the story that goes up from the beginning when they established their park, people will know probably if they lived in Henderson County for a while, there's a very popular Fletcher Community Park renamed for former mayor Bill Moore, Bill Moore Community Park. There's lots of development. There's the South Chase, lots of Windsor Autry developments in Fletcher. There's a huge apartment complex going up across from that community park. They have a new town hall, but what they don't really have is a strong downtown. We just talked about a Hendersonville Main Street.
Yeah.
Fletcher has nothing like that. For years and years, people said it was a wide spot in the road. Sometimes people say it's a park and it's a recreation department that has a town, but it has a police department. It has garbage collection. It has a nice town hall. It would like to have a stronger sense of place, you might say.
Uh-huh.
It's working, making a lot of progress toward that with what was originally called the Heart of Fletcher, and I think that's been renamed and rebranded a little bit as Fletcher Town Center, centered on that city hall, which also has city-owned land around it. They'd like to have a library there. They are already adding pedestrian-level lighting, not the regular kind of street lighting that's more vehicle oriented, but pedestrian lighting with sidewalk. There's a new clock tower that's supposed to be.
You can see that going up now.
Yeah, it's up out of the ground now. We'll be finished soon. And they have hired a consultant to try to recruit private investment and a developer for something that I think would be like a public-private partnership to get maybe some more retail and retail development and other development around town, around Town Hall and in the center of Fletcher.
It's exciting driving through Fletcher right now and seeing that construction of that clock tower and all that that's going up.
Oh, it's neat. It's gonna look neat. I think they'll try to do some things to some so-called traffic calming things, and more to give a sense of place as you drive into Fletcher there. Not just speed through on a 5-lane US 25.
Yep, absolutely. All right, folks, you're listening to Hendersonville Lightning, Lightning Thursdays with Bill Moss, editor and publisher of Hendersonville Lightning and HendersonvilleLightning.com. We'll be back in just a bit.
Fletcher Park Inn is the best-kept retirement secret in Henderson County. Make plans now to come for your tour and complimentary lunch at the only Christian independent retirement community in the area that offers a daily lunch buffet with meat and vegetarian and vegan options. Don't miss our summer special. Sign up before Labor Day and your first month is totally free. Come and see our spacious remodeled apartments available now. Call Lisa for details, 209-6935. This is Linda McIntyre, director at Fletcher Park Inn, inviting you to visit today.
Lewis Williams & Sons is the area's largest distributor of mobile home supplies. Whether you need doors, windows, plumbing, or skirting, Lewis Williams & Sons has anything you need for your mobile home. Visit Lewis Williams & Sons in sunny and friendly East Flat Rock at 300 West King Street, just down the street from Case & Builder Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 till noon. Lewis Williams & Sons, 692-8216 or online at lewiswilliams.com. In business, relationships matter and trust must be earned. Duraline Imaging wants a chance to earn your trust and your business. Duraline is your single point of contact for office equipment sales, supplies, service, and repair. Duraline Imaging provides copier and printer sales and service solutions that lower cost, reduce waste, and simplify operations. Give Duraline a chance to earn your trust and your business. Give them a call today at 692-1301. Duraline Imaging, 692-1301.
Brighten your summer wardrobe with Scott Barber polo shirts, found only at Joseph Lauder Clothier in Laurel Park Village. These 100% Pima Cotton PK polo shirts are made in Peru. The classic fit and luxurious fabric provides ultimate comfort for warm summer days. With 12 colors to choose from, you're certain to find several. The Scott Barber label guarantees exceptional quality and style. Visit the store soon and try on the most comfortable polo shirts available. Joseph Lauder Clothier in Laurel Park Village, the signature of classic style since 1986.
And we are back with Lightning Thursdays with Bill Moss, editor and publisher of Hendersonville Lightning and HendersonvilleLightning.com. The lightning is on the streets and in your mailboxes, and we're getting behind this week's headlines. Bill, let's keep talking a little bit of government here. We were talking about Fletcher a little while ago and some of the things they're doing. Let's move on over to Laurel Park here on page two today. Laurel Park adds officer and budgets $230,000 for roads.
Yeah, exactly right. And this follows on a story that I think led to Lightning 2 weeks ago, I think it was, where we surveyed across all the towns of Henderson County, including Henderson County, and we kind of checked up to see whether they had actually stuck with a revenue neutral rate on their tax rate, and none did. And Laurel Park, this is just kind of following that theme, the Laurel Park Town Council that last month at this point adopted a $2.8 million budget that includes a half-cent increase in the fire tax, which is provided by Valley Hill Fire and Rescue, and a municipal tax rate, an overall tax rate that is 6 cents higher than the revenue neutral rate. So that combined rate now in Laurel Park is 43.5 cents per $100 valuation. We took off a number of reasons why, starting with the aforementioned Valley Hill needs fire trucks. They're going to add personnel. They need to do some upgrades and renovation to their 30-year-old main fire station there on Willow Road. They add a police officer. Right now, the town has, during its planning retreat in February, they decided that they should add one more officer, so they always have at least one backup. And they want to set aside and have decided that they will set aside $30,000, starting with $30,000 this year and up for the next few years, shooting for, I think, a total of $200,000 over 5 years to add green space, sidewalks, and other pedestrian amenities to that NCDOT widening project with the three roundabouts all the way through Laurel Park. You ask, well, it's an NCDOT project. What is the story with Laurel Park contributing any money to it? Because usually state roads are state roads.
Right.
But NCDOT has a program where, Flat Rock has participated in this. Hendersonville has participated many times in this for a 20% investment appropriation of the cost. A town can get get sidewalks and other pedestrian amenities like upgraded crosswalks and green space, along with when an NCDOT project is coming through the town. So that is the idea there. In an interview with the Lightning, Mayor Kerry O'Kane said, look, it was a 20% deal. We looked at that and we said, that's a good deal. The town wants to build the capital fund now as the project comes forward. And this project is one of those fairly near in the future. Probably will get underway in 2021. Right-of-way acquisition for it will start this year. And so they want to make sure they have the money in the treasury when the project comes forward.
Yeah, I was wondering about when that would start, because I think they voted on that and decided on that a couple of years ago. So I've been anticipating that starting, you know, at some point in time. So.
Yeah, and sticking with roads also, another cost driver for Laurel Park is guess how many miles of road Laurel Park itself has to maintain and to snowplow and to fix potholes on and to repave?
I don't have to guess. You know why? Because I read my Hendersonville Lightning, 32 miles.
Exactly. They got 32 miles. So think of that. It's an itty-bitty town. It's a town on the mountain, and they have a lot of roads to, like I say, snowplow, to clear of trees and leaves and down limbs and things like that when we have these high winds and ice storms or snowstorms. So they are hardworking, lean and mean, hardworking public works department there in Laurel Park, and that's another cost. And you know what? One of the problems with street funding in Laurel Park is that we have the population figures here. It's something around roughly 4,500, but they can only count 2/3 of those because a third of them leave for Florida in the wintertime.
Right.
And
the
story in the Lightning explains that. And Mayor O'Kane says, you know, it's a shame because similar sized towns that are really, in terms of the number of households or number of roads, get much more in state Powell bill funding.
Uh-huh.
The Powell bill is a state funding mechanism. It goes back years and years that cities use. And it has a formula that includes population and population density, and because of Laurel Park's full-time population not really being able to count those, it hurts them in Powell bill allocation.
And I also see here in this paragraph that they're sort of paying for the past also. Mayor O'Kane says, hadn't done a whole lot with roads in the past, and now we got to deal with that.
That's exactly right. And I won't list them all here, but you'll want to read or pick up, which, by the way, Lightning Thursday becomes Lightning Friday because of this holiday.
Oh, sure.
When you do get your Lightning, either run out to a news rack or wait for it to come in the mail tomorrow. Read, we have bulleted all of the street paving that will take place in Laurel Park in the 2019-2020 budget year.
All right. Fantastic. Let's go to page 3. We've got our new Apple ambassador has been chosen for Apple Festival this year.
She sure has. We had a little, just a news release on it a few weeks ago, and now we sent out our excellent summer correspondent, Dawson Walker, to get an interview with young Miss Caitlin Ledbetter, a homeschooled student, and he's got a really nice write-up of the things that Caitlin has done. She's taken an interest in American Sign Language and is mastering that through a program at Blue Ridge Community College, and says she tells Dawson that my dream is to travel and do evangelical work as an ASL, American Sign Language, interpreter. So it's a good story there.
Wow.
And I think might see her first public debut performance today in the 4th of July parade.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. She's in the 4th of July parade.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so go out there and wave at and see Miss Ledbetter.
Fantastic. And congratulations to her, another very well-deserved person with that award. We've talked about this just a little bit, been in the news recently, but here's the full story in the Lightning. National Park Service is looking at raising the tour fees for the Sandberg home.
They are. It would go up. There's a 30-day public comment period that just opened this week. And a public hearing is scheduled for 5 to 7 p.m. July 17th at the Village of Flat Rock Meeting Room, which is 110 Village Center Drive, to receive public comments on this proposal to increase the admission from $5 to $8.
From $5 to $8. And how? And you touched on this. When would that actually take effect?
I believe it would take effect on October 1st, 2019.
October 1st, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, read all about it, why they want to do it, more details of that.
All right, and something else that the Lightning is always so good at, some of the picture pages that you have. You know, there's just something about your local newspaper and seeing your friends, seeing your colleagues in the newspaper. I love this picture of John Bryant. These are great pictures here, 26 and 27, for the celebrity fashion show that benefited Interfaith Assistance Ministry this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from Marcia Casaria, Kira Hewitt, the young actress and singer was terrific, Sergio Fernandez, Rabbi Rachel Jackson, Dr. John Bryant, Mike Morgan, and Jackie Perry as MCs. The well-known and well-loved Chihuahua Charlie,
his
dad, Damian Cipriano, is featured. Ernest Brown, who is the pantry manager of the Interfaith Assistance Ministry. The popular Flat Rock actor Scott Treadway, Hendersonville Mayor Barbara Vogt, our friend and vision Henderson County, and all-around civic leader Ruth Burge is featured. Major Frank Stout, the excellent high-ranking officer of the Henderson County Sheriff's Office and often spokesman for things, all things law enforcement in the county. The lovely Victoria Cortez, Hendersonville Fire Captain. Elizabeth Moss, who's that person? Well, she's that's an attractive lady. She is Executive Director. There's a little picture of her. Dr. Laura Leatherwood, the president of Blue Ridge Community College. Darlene Doss, who brought us that wonderful summer celebration. Really pulled that off on her own.
With the swinging medallions, yes.
With the swinging medallions. Dennis Malden, the terrific, long-serving Flat Rock Playhouse set designer. And Bill Humlecker, Hendersonville Lightning columnist.
Fantastic.
All featured.
Of course, another really great, great fundraiser and show benefiting Interfaith Assistance Ministry and the great work that Interfaith Assistance Ministry does. Hey, if you're looking for some entertainment options, you've got in the life section here for on Hendersonville Lightning, you got this great concert that's benefiting Safe Light, which is coming up this coming Saturday with Daniel Sage, A Night of Sinatra. I think they're calling it Summer Swing, a Summer Swing concert. Full orchestra, everything, or a full swing band and all playing. So that story's there. You've also got Brevard Music Center, highlighting the music of Aaron Copland, which is coming up this next week.
Concert
in July.
Within a concert, I think we're calling it a week of Aaron Copland music. So read that on page 24. There's a full write up of everything that will be featured there with Aaron Copland. Flat Rock Playhouse, I guess, is it?
It's the final week. It's the final week of South Pacific this week. Yeah.
So race out there to the Playhouse to check out that great musical.
Don't be one of those people who says, "Gosh, I heard so much about it. I wish I had gone." Do
no,
not be
exactly.
one of those.
Are there tickets available?
There are tickets available, but it's tight.
So,
it's really tight.
There's not four together any longer. Probably.
You'll probably have a hard time doing that.
Do check that out. Great show. I hear we've been out of town, so unable to go, but planning to check that out this weekend.
Fantastic. All right, Bill, as you said, it's going to actually be Lightning Friday this week, so tell us about how we get our Lightning and when we get our Lightning.
Yeah, if you just can't wait, you can get one by visiting any of the 60 Lightning Orange racks all around Henderson County, or if you want to join the growing legions of Lightning fans that get their Lightning, usually today, Lightning Thursday, this week, Lightning Friday, then go to hendersonvillelightning.com and click on that red tab that says subscribe, and that will walk you through how to get your Lightning in your home by U.S. mail, or call Jan at 698-0407, or best of all, come to see us at 1111 Asheville Highway.
You've been listening to Lightning Thursday with Bill Moss, editor and publisher of Hendersonville Lightning and HendersonvilleLightning.com. This and other episodes of Lightning Thursday are available via podcast at WTZQ.com. Click on air and scroll down to Lightning Thursday. Lightning Thursday is brought to you weekly by Fletcher Park Inn, independent Christian retirement community, Fletcher Park Inn, Henderson County's best-kept retirement secret.